From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are plenty of performers who are more famous for being famous than for their art. But there's one artist who has shunned recognition to such a degree, intentionally or not, that he has developed his own kind of celebrity. Chris Boros of member station WKSU reports on the musician known simply as Jandek.
Jandek's music is not for everyone.
Thanks for rubber ducks.
I've described Jandek's music as very dark, half-decomposed blues.
That's music critic and author Douglas Wolk. He's written for the New York Times and Rolling Stone. He's been a Jandek fan for years.
It's like somebody making music from a description of what songs are without ever actually having heard any.
I got a vision, teenage daughter, who's growing up naked in the afternoon.
You hear those sounds on his records and you think, what is this? How did he make this? What does it mean that he made this?
Good question. Considering Jandek has now released 51 albums on a label called Corwood Industries, the early vinyl records could only be obtained by sending a letter to Corwood's post office box. And even today, there's no email address or webpage for Corwood Industries or Jandek. The musician has conducted only one official interview, and that was 22 years ago. He spoke with music journalist John Truby, who was writing for Spin magazine. Truby recorded the interview.
I guess you don't like to be interviewed, but I'd like to write a little about your records anyway, if that's okay.
No problem about the records.
Okay, but you don't want any personal information printed or anything? Or...
Rather not. Plus, I'm inordinately private person. I kind of have declined interviews and things like that because I just put out a product and that's it. I don't want to get too involved.
It's interesting to note that Jandek refers to his work as a product, since his efforts to sell it have been unconventional, to say the least, sending multiple unsolicited vinyl copies blindly to record stores or writers, like Truby.
I would come home from work and find these cardboard flats every couple months, and there would just be that blurry, grainy, out-of-focus photograph on the front and maybe a sheet included with the records listing the albums that were for sale, just his strange music and the weird albums, and that's it.
In the interview, Truby tried his best to get information about other musicians on Jandek albums, none of whom is credited.
How do you run into these people that would actually play on your tapes?
Those people, I don't remember their full names. They had nicknames that I remember.
Uh-huh. How did you meet them, or how did they come to play?
How did I meet them? I don't think it'd be right to answer that.
Shaking the rain in a quiet place.
In 1999, another journalist tracked down the man identified as the representative from Corwood Industries. Katie Vine was writing an article on Jandek for Texas Monthly magazine, but during their meeting at a bar, she was not allowed to record or even take notes.
We met a couple of his friends who were all dressed just as he was, in a white shirt, black pants, black ties. I'm still not entirely sure what he does for a living, but, you know, I couldn't really go there because then that would seem as if I were trying to elicit information that was off limits.
3 years ago, after a quarter century of making music, Jandek played his first live concert.
If you get real wild, there's nothing around. The decision to get real wild.
Douglas Wolk heard about the show through a Jandek mailing list.
It wasn't advertised, it wasn't promoted, it was just at a noise and music festival in Scotland, and a few people in the audience said, wait, that, you know, that sounds kind of like the guy on the Jandek record. Wait, that guy looks like the guy on the cover of the Jandek record. That's Jandek! It was a big, big surprise to everyone.
This past summer, Jandek played a concert in Boston with local musicians, and we do know their names. Greg Kelly has released a number of his own recordings. He played trumpet with Jandek and remembers the Boston soundcheck.
Pretty much everyone had equal say, and then at the end of it, he just said, well, this is free-form, experimental music, so, you know, established that we were free to exercise our own music, basically.
Kelly and the two other musicians had never even met Jandek before the show, and after only one rehearsal, the band played for 2 hours in front of a sold-out crowd of over 300 people. Jorrit Dijkstra is a Dutch saxophonist and composer who now lives in Boston. He found Jandek to be quite likable.
Very sweet and soft-spoken and very open to musical suggestions and just really interesting, nice guy who is really genuine in his behavior and in approaching his own music and artistic. Yes, he is eccentric, and that's interesting, that's cool.
Both musicians believe Jandek's music and persona are not part of some joke or gimmick. It's just the way he is.
There was no feeling that if you asked him a question that he was guarded about anything, and certainly didn't seem to think of himself as any kind of rock and roll superstar or anything.
Jandek has achieved a measure of recognition beyond the musicians he's played with and a handful of fans. He's garnered the ultimate endorsement, the Tribute CD. And not just one, but two recordings on which the likes of Bright Eyes and Jeff Tweedy from Wilco have tried playing Jandek songs. The enigmatic musician has also been the subject of a feature-length documentary film.
What do I have?
There's not an obligation to be famous.
Music critic Douglas Wolk.
We live in a culture that has impressed on us the idea that everybody not only can be famous, but should or must be famous. And if you're not famous, you've failed. And if you're making art and the world doesn't cheer you, then it's a failure. And that's just a lie. And it's a lie that Jandek realizes is a lie, and he's gotten around it his own way.
NPR did contact Corwood Industries for an interview, and we got a response. A handwritten letter saying, quote, "We maintain our desire not to interview. Thanks for understanding. Best regards, Corwood." For NPR News, I'm Chris Boros.
I don't know.
You can watch a video clip from the Jandek documentary, Jandek on Corwood, at our new website, npr.org/music.